When Ryan Lochte and three other U.S. Olympic swimmers were robbed at gunpoint in Rio yesterday, it was all over the news. Less attention has been paid to a surge of violence happening across town in Rio's favelas, or shanty towns. NPR's Lulu Garcia-Navarro has documented the past 3 days in one of Rio's biggest favelas through the text messages of one woman who lives there.
Every morning, Lucia Cabral wakes up and, like people everywhere, she checks her phone. But when I met her last week, she explained that in the complex of favelas called Alemão, it's a matter of life or death. She says the residents have a group on the messaging app WhatsApp where they post about what roads are closed off because of shooting or if they should keep their kids home from school because of a police operation. So I asked her to send me some of them from the last 3 days to see what's been happening in Alemão during the Olympics through the eyes of the residents there. This is from Friday morning.
Moradores, bom dia. Cuidado, que o verão tá subindo.
Good morning, residents, says one woman. Be careful. Those who are going out to work, remain at home, she says. The reason? Another resident posts what she was seeing through her window.
Tá vendo isso aí? A fumaça.
She's saying, can you see that? The smoke? It's a war without end, another message is back. The huge plume of smoke was from a car that exploded due to the fighting between police and drug traffickers that morning. Lucia Cabral messages back to the group. Our population is in distress. On Saturday morning, residents awake to yet another gun battle. Different members from the community ask about which roads exactly are seeing the fighting. One writes, I think it's on 2nd Street. Another says, no, it's in Inferno Vergi. Then this audio is posted. A single shot, then a woman crying, my God, this will destroy my house. Messages continue throughout the day. One reads, please God, deliver us. Another, that bullet almost hit my bed. People then post photos of bullet holes buried in the walls of houses. Sunday is Brazil's Father's Day, and some good news.
Bom dia, domingo.
Good morning, Cabral says to the group. It's a day of remembrance, and it is calm. According to the violence monitoring app Fogo Cruzado, injuries due to gunfire have almost doubled so far this August compared to July.
So we're seeing the breakout of shootings, and you're seeing an escalation in stray bullets and civilian casualties.
Robert Mugga is with the Igarapé Institute in Rio, which studies violence. We spoke to him via Skype. He says the jump in violence is linked to the games. Police have been conducting more operations inside the favelas to prevent gangs from impacting the Olympics. But the police are also weaker because so many security forces have been redeployed to protect Olympic infrastructure. So the gangs now feel emboldened and are pushing back. He says overall, the Olympics are leaving a troubling legacy for the 25% of the city that live in favelas.
I think there was a false promise by the mayor and the governor and the federal government when the Olympics were won that this would address many of the social and economic challenges facing the city. And what I think people feel today is that largely the elite have benefited at the expense of the poor segments of society.
And today, in the favela of Cantagalo, one man was killed after police were attacked while on patrol. He is the 15th person to be killed in the city since the Olympics began. Lulu Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.